you don't want to miss part two of two with our very special guest, femme educator and fiat hormone coach, Becca Yon, as we work through biblical perspectives of seeking Christ in the midst of our hormone struggles, while also discussing practical steps you can take to manage the hormone stress connection. Let's get started. Hey mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Unfortunately though, creation, all of creation feel the effects of the fall. Of sin, and that can absolutely mess with God's perfect design for us and for our bodies. What or why would you say do some women deal with cycle infertility issues? Just generally speaking, but even from a biblical standpoint, I know I talked a little bit about the fall, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So we kind of go back to Genesis 3:16. That's when after the fall and the Lord's like, all right, here's the consequences that are going to happen because of this. And unto the woman, he said, I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Thy desire shall be to thy husband and he shall rule over thee. So I'll speak to the first half of that verse. About I will multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. And so I really wrestled with this passage, this verse, when I was recovering from my miscarriages. And I'm very reflective on thinking of who, you know, women who are desiring to be pregnant and having a hard time with it. And I'm like, Lord, what does this mean for her? Because on a first pass of reading that, it's like, most people think like our sin consequence is, okay, well, it's going to hurt when I give birth, or maybe because it said, I will multiply thy conceptions, I'm going to have a lot of pregnancies and it's going to be really hard. But what does that say to the woman who can't get pregnant? Yeah. You know what I mean? And I know she feels like, well, dang, like there can be some serious identity issues there. Like, yes. I can't even deal with the consequence of sin that is for women. Like that sucks, but I am here to kind of rewrite that and say like, this is very interesting because sorrow, that Hebrew word can also mean hardship or trial, is connected to the word conceptions, which means pregnancy in that Hebrew word. And so I can see this verse more as her sorrows are multiplied in regards to conceptions and pregnancies. And this can look different for different people. Yes, it can mean some women have a lot of pregnancies and it is physically, emotionally, all the things very difficult to have back-to-back-to-back-to-back pregnancies. But I also think that sorrow can be connected to getting pregnant and then losing the baby in a miscarriage or a stillbirth. And sorrow can be connected in this conception world to not getting pregnant. There's sorrow in, not getting pregnant. And we see this played out in the first matriarchs of Israel, Sarah and Rachel and Rebecca, they all could not get pregnant for quite a while. And they all dealt with infertility. And so we see literally the consequence of sin from Genesis 3:16 play out in the timeline of the Bible. And then we see the most redeeming thing on the planet with Jesus's birth through a virgin, Mary. Like what? Like we went through all of these people who couldn't get pregnant. And then we get this young girl who's not even married, getting pregnant. And like, that is the Lord's stamp of, I am here to redeem and crush this sin and this consequence of sin. And so there's so much hope and redemption in that.
Oh, I've got chills. Woo! Just talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. That just, absolutely is a renewing, a very refreshing perspective on that, because I especially for me, I just always think, okay, there's going to be pain in childbirth. We all know it hurts to give birth naturally with no
Right. Oh,
assistance.
yeah.
But I never even thought about the loss and sorrows being connected with the the fertility side of things, or even within your cycles and irregularities kind of in that way. What would you say, despite or in spite of the effects of sin and maybe some of the sorrows that we may be experiencing, how can we grow in our faith as we struggle with hormone imbalance?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I like to remind women there's two sides of the coin, because I think that there are a lot of people out there who kind of preach a prosperity type thing in a natural world, in a natural and holistic world, right? And I think that there's a fine balance. I really like to encourage my clients of we are responsible for tending to our temple that the Lord has given us. We are
Yes.
responsible for, now that we're aware of this knowledge, to learn the knowledge and to apply the knowledge and to upkeep with the temple, right? It's like we've been given a blueprint of our bodies, which are temples of the Lord. And if we think of how the Israelites took care of the temple in the Old Testament, I mean, they didn't neglect it. They weren't irresponsible with it. They kept it clean. I mean, they honored it. I mean, more than just keeping it clean, like they honored it. They took care of it. There were a lot of rules to make sure it was well taken care of. And I think that relates a lot to our bodies today as we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And so I do think that on one side of the coin, it is very important to be responsible with these things. And when we talk about natural and holistic things that we can do and that are in our control, I think it's very important to heed that and to do it and to be responsible with. And then on the other side of the coin, to not make that an idol. Right? To not
Right.
make our bodies an
Yes.
idol. Like our bodies are not what we're worshiping. We're worshiping our God. And to also see on the other side too that we will experience hardship and we are actually to count it joy. So when we're experiencing hormone imbalance, I think that what women need to do is figure out why, figure out what's wrong, how can I help it, who can help me in a Christ-centered way. So because this is my temple, I need to be responsible for it. I need to take care of it. But at the same time, as you're dealing with the struggle and you're sitting in it, knowing this is good, this is a good hard. Because I mean, when you look at like the life of Paul, do you really think like he had this joyous, blissful, healthy, amazing, hormone balanced life? No, like he suffered so well, and he counted it all joy for the work of the king and for the work and the furthering of the gospel. And so I think it's important to just have this balanced perspective of seeking health and seeking wellness and reaching out to Christ as the bleeding woman did, and having
Yes.
faith that he will heal us. And also, when we are still in it, counting it all joy and knowing that this trial is developing a perseverance in us for our faith, as it says in James.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've talked a lot about how our hormones influence our stress. Do you have any thoughts or any ideas as to how stress influences our hormones from kind of that reverse side?
Yes, yeah. So cortisol is kind of the stress hormone. And so cortisol, whenever it's produced, it's kind of the fight, flight, or freeze hormone. So you're walking down the street and you see a bear, your body is going to produce cortisol and you're going to be faced with this adrenaline decision of like, okay, am I going to fight this bear? Am I going to run away from it? Or am I just going to panic and freeze? And so obviously that's not a common situation. A more common situation is the kid throwing the milk on the floor on purpose. He did it on purpose. Now it's a sin, and I'm very angry. So that can produce a cortisol spike, right?
Yeah,
And so what
I felt that heat rising in my body.
Oh, my land. As moms, we need to be very aware of cortisol. Oh, my land. So a cortisol spike happens. And what happens to our other hormones when that happens? So when that happens, whether it is a bear on the street or it's the sippy cup on the floor and this raging two-year-old that I'm like, oh, my land, what am I going to do with you? We're having that response. And what happens when our body is having that increased cortisol? It shuts down our secondary functions, like our digestive system. It's like, oh no, you don't need to poop right now. You don't need to pee right now. Like you need to focus on this. And also, unfortunately, it shuts down our ovulatory functions. So it kind of shuts down our sex hormones, which, as we've talked about, are really, really important in regards to how we feel and how we talk and how we live. So it's very important, especially as mothers, to the first step is recognize, like, wow, I'm stressed at that. Probably made me had a cortisol spike. So I'm going to retreat. Like, this is what I do. Okay. I go into my room. I take a few deep breaths. I like magnolia. That's been shown to be more stress relieving than lavender, right?
Oh, magnolia oil is phenomenal. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get some magnolia and I pray and I deep breathe because, you know, the goal is to, number one, take every thought captive to the Lord. I think essential oils are a great, you know, thing to do on top of it because, you know, scientifically they have been shown to reduce cortisol levels, magnolia 3 times more than lavender, which is fun. And so kind of like, I like to hit all the systems, like let's hit the spirit, let's hit the body, let's hit the mind to help us reduce this cortisol spike so that we can be a more impactful mother and kingdom worker.
Yes. And so I guess, that would ring true. And a lot of people talk about how stress can delay a period. And so if the cortisol spikes are actually shutting down your ovulation cycle, is that kind of how it delays?
Great connection. Yeah. So some women who have, they're like, oh my gosh, my cycles are usually like 28, 30 days. And this was like a 40 or 50 day cycle. What's going on? And so the question that we ask is, okay, did you get sick? Did you have a really stressful event happen? Did you change medications? Because all of those things can delay your body working towards ovulation. I had a friend one time who lost the keys to her car and it was like super stressful for her. She was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. And her period was like a week delayed. So it's like when you're, and that's something to be aware of too, as moms, you know, if your period is late or it's irregular, being like, oh man, how am I handling my stress? How, you know, do I need more help? Do I need to pull in my husband a little bit more? Do I need to change some things? Do I need to take more off my plate or something like that? If you're noticing, like, what can you control? What can you do to help support your body?
Yes. Yes. That is so important. Thank you so much for that insight. That's just something that I've kind of thought about, you know, and just in terms of stress, and I am not a stranger to stress, which is why my entire podcast is about managing stress,
right?
Naturally, yeah. Using scripture and essential oils for sure. Well, Becca, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you with us here today. I don't know if you have any final thoughts, tips, or tricks, especially if this is a mama who's real busy and she's interested in learning more about her hormones or how maybe wanting to focus more on that. What can she do as a busy mama who maybe doesn't have a lot of time? What can she do or what steps could she take to follow up with that or to start that journey on focusing on her hormones?
Yeah. I think the very first step is to get educated in a fertility awareness method. So I teach FEM, like I said, and that's included inside of my course. And also inside of the course, we just talk about, okay, what are the natural things we can do to support our bodies? So through learning to chart, you learn, okay, what's the story my body is telling me? So you learn to read the language of your body through your chart. Okay. So whether you do it through FEM or through a different method, it's like, that's really important. I feel like that now that you know about it, it's frankly a responsibility for every woman to use this gift of knowledge from the Lord and chart. Like, it takes 2 minutes a day. It's not hard. And it speaks a lot of volumes about your health and how you can manage that well, just for your kingdom purpose as a mother. And especially if you're wanting to get pregnant, to evaluate how is my body going to handle that beforehand, you know, for miscarriage prevention and just to be optimally healthy to receive a life is a really big deal. So, you know, it's a great resource to, I have a podcast called For the Love of Hormones. So you guys can check that out. You can learn tons more of this stuff, and check out that course. And, unfortunately, like, I wish I could say just Google fertility awareness methods and you'll just find, like, unfortunately it's kind of a newer research and a newer science, that came out around the, 50s and 60s. And there are, several different methods that are circulated around that same knowledge, which is so cool. But this is very new. So there's FEM. I think FEM is honestly great for the busy mom because FEM's goal is like that this woman can chart and it's really easy. And it doesn't take a lot of time. So I would definitely look into that.
Fantastic. Well, Ladies, as you're listening, if you want to check out Becca's course offerings, information, etc., you can find her at www.beckayahn, that's spelled BEKAHYAWN.com. There you can check out her course on fertility framework, get more information about hormone charting. And I'm excited to learn more for sure. And then you can also catch her on the For Love of Hormones podcast. And I'll have all of those links listed below. Becca, again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today and for being willing to share your knowledge with my listeners. It has definitely blessed me and educated me, and I'm sure that it has done the same for them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It was super fun.
It was such an incredible opportunity to get to spend time with Becca Yahn. I'm just so blessed, as I mentioned before, just to have the opportunity to learn more from her and learn more about our bodies and our hormones. If you haven't quite made that hormone and stress connection just yet, I would ask you to re-listen to the episodes that we've been playing for this month and May, because there is definitely a connection. Just the fear around being a mom is real right now. We live in this crazy world that has really just kind of thrown all morals out the window. And now more than ever, there's just pressure to be it all, to do it all, to monitor it all. And I hope these past couple episodes, you've been encouraged to listen to your body and to give yourself breaks. But sometimes I still find myself questioning, is it okay to take a break? Am I spending enough time with my kids? Am I letting them watch too much TV if I go and take a break? How do I keep the house together when I have other things that I have to do? And sometimes it's easy to just wonder, where is God in the middle of all this? Especially if our hormones are imbalanced or if they are particularly raging during that time of the month. Self-doubt and feeling unqualified are feelings and emotions that we face every single day as mothers. But mama, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. Every mama has gone through a period of feeling lost about what her role is, who her identity is in Christ, and her ability to do and be enough. But my dear friend, it is time to break away from these lies that we are agreeing with. These lies that the enemy has planted in your mind. It's time to claim instead who you are in Christ. That no matter your struggles, no matter your hormone imbalances, you are a daughter of the King. And that because of Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer a slave to doubt. You are no longer a slave to fear. In Christ, Mama, you are enough. If you feel the Spirit moving you right now, Mama, a fire just deep inside, to stand against the enemy, to put on your armor, and to take back control of your thoughts and your emotions, then I want you to say yes, I will. Today is the day. Go to stresslessworkshop.gr-site.com. That's stresslessworkshop.gr-site.com. And Mama, I want you to sign up. I want you to sign up for this free workshop, so that I can come alongside you, and together we can lay down our worries and fears at the feet of Jesus and stand instead firm in his promises and his truth. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, he will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.